Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show broadcast number 470 for Friday, July 10th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly higher on Friday, taking direction from the Chicago soybean market, which moved higher as well. The most actively traded contracts were steady at $3 higher, November up $2.90 at $535 per ton. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also supportive as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Ongoing worries about Canadian canola production problems this year, as parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan continue to suffer from drought, also underpin the market. However, sentiment that the Canadian commodity was starting to look expensive relative to other oilseeds limited the advances. A lack of interest in pushing prices too high ahead of the weekend and the large global oilseed supply situation were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all unchanged. Looking at the U.S. markets, corn and soybean futures were stronger, while wheat values were mostly lower. Soybean futures were anywhere from 3 to 7 cents higher, November up 6.5 cents at $10.22 per bushel. The USDA released their monthly supply and demand estimates Friday morning, pegging smaller than expected old crop ending stocks for soybeans, which was supportive. Some of the gains were also linked to expectations of continued strong demand from the hog sector in the U.S. However, the USDA's production estimates for the upcoming crop were larger than expected at 3.89 billion bushels, which did temper the advances. Corn values were also stronger, hitting a fresh one-year high during Friday's trading session as the USDA lowered their production estimate for the U.S. corn crop by a larger-than-expected amount. Values were anywhere from 5 to 8 cents higher, the September contract up 6 cents at $4.34 per bushel. The government agency also lowered domestic ending stocks estimates for both old and new crop corn, which was supportive as well. However, sentiment that the market is starting to look overbought limited the upside. Wheat values in Chicago were mostly lower. Prices ranged anywhere from 2 to 3 cents softer, September down 2 cents at $5.76 per bushel. The USDA increased their global wheat supply estimates by a significant amount in their report Friday morning, which was bearish. Estimates showing world wheat production is still expected to be near record highs despite weather problems in many parts of the world this year further undermine the market. However, some support came from worries about weather problems lowering production in the U.S., Canada, and Europe this year. Lower than expected domestic ending stocks in the USDA report were bullish as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.